You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You boys have got a trending report. Nuggets did it again.
Unbelievable. They looked so good again. Man.
The Joker played like the MVP he is. He scored 40 points. Denver beat the T-Wolves for the third time in a row.
He beat Duncan, too. Duncan like crazy.
Yeah, which is not usually his style, so that's kind of
Did you see him at the press conference afterwards? He's like, I was just displaying my athletic ability. No big deal. Yeah. He was like, whatever.
He's so funny.
He's so slick, man. I love that
guy. The Nuggets can move on to the Western Conference Finals if they can take care of business tomorrow night in Minnesota. If not, Game 7 would be on Sunday at Ball Arena.
Okay.
Tonight, our Avalanche are going to try to avoid elimination. They play the Dallas Stars in Game 5 down in Tejas. They need a win to stay alive. And I have to report on it. I'm sorry. Not only did the Nuggets do it again, the Rockies won their sixth in a row last night.
How about that?
Beating the Padres. It's their longest winning streak, Jeremy, in 5 years.
We are actually going to try to go to a Rockies game over Memorial Day, believe it or not.
Oh, see, now that's fun.
That'll be nice. The kids have never been to that stadium, so we're like, let's do it.
Your kids have not been to Coors Field.
No, and I haven't
You're
been
kidding
there
me.
In
Reed's
years.
Almost 13.
I haven't been there in years either, so I was like, let's go to a Rockies game. Well, Nick Nack suggested it, so I was like, okay.
The Rockies are going to go for lucky number 7 with a day game today. Hey, the Colfax Marathon is going to have an awful lot of runners this coming weekend. The half marathon and the urban 10-miler have sold out. There's still some places left for the marathon relay, and the 5K. I participated in the Colfax Marathon relay a few years ago. Had an absolute blast. That was a great event. So good for them. They're going to have a good turnout this year. Shaquille O'Neal, the former basketball star, is a DJ, if you didn't know that. He does shows around the country, performing as DJ Diesel.
His shows are insane.
In what way?
Insane. Thousands upon thousands of people come to see him. And it's all that EDM, electronic music.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think of myself as an old fogey yet, but I don't think I could last 10 minutes at one of these concerts. It truly is noise.
Well, then stay away from Red Rocks in October.
I know.
Shaq, DJ Diesel, is bringing his act to Red Rocks this fall. Get your tickets for Shaq's Bass All-Stars at Red Rocks.
It'll sell out. It really will.
October 27th, organizers say the show will feature a, quote, custom stage design.
Okay.
All to showcase the world's biggest DJ. Now, of course, on October 27th, it could be snowing, too. I don't know. That's fun. That's fun, though. So it was a miniature poodle named Sage who won Best in Show last night at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Have you seen a picture?
I have not seen Sage.
The miniature poodle. Poodles have won the event 11 times now, second only to Wire Fox Terriers. I don't know.
Let's see. Sage the poodle. Oh, yeah.
Sort of cute, I guess.
I don't think I would have voted for Sage.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's your typical poofy poodle.
I guess.
It's not for me.
I'm
that is
try
a dog
not to say
not
anything
because
we have a lot of listeners with these poodles.
Yeah.
Bless your hearts.
Y'all need
it's
to get a different dog.
Look, they're not for me.
They're different.
They're just not for me. This is probably one of the funnier stories to go along with the funny story about the portal in New York and Dublin. Here's another one that's hilarious. So there's this guy named Martin, and a few years ago, he wanted to open a taco joint in a strip mall in Fort Wayne, Indiana. But apparently, this strip mall had some sort of rule that limited the types of restaurants that could go into the strip mall. And he wanted to sell tacos. Well, the contract for the mall said that he can only sell made-to-order or Subway-style sandwiches. So what did Martin do? Well, this is America. What do? You sue. So he sued, claiming that tacos are indeed sandwiches.
Okay, why not?
Now, we've had some funny conversations on this show over the year about what constitutes a sandwich. I remember the whole argument over whether or not a burger was a sandwich.
And
then
the
there
hot
were some
dog,
other.
Right?
Yeah, and is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a wrap a sandwich? Yeah.
Right. Well, guess what? Because this is America, the court system has been tied up with this. It's been working its way through the whole legal system. And now a superior court judge has ruled, Jeremy, tacos are sandwiches.
Now we know. Thank God.
The courts have schooled us on this. Now, here's also because third time, this is America. This could actually go to appeal. Can we just let them put in their taco shop?
The great taco appeal of 2024.
And just be done with it.
Leave them alone.
But the judges rule, Jeremy, that tacos and burritos, I should add, are, quote, Mexican-style sandwiches.
They're Mexican sandwiches. Fine with me. Fine. I'm cool with that.
I just want to touch on this very briefly before I turn things over to you, because I want to dig a little bit deeper into this. But the headline says you can now leave an AI copy of yourself behind when you die.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's about some 61-year-old dude over in... More than that, I think. It's a 61-year-old guy over in Germany. His terminal cancer, and he's leaving behind an AI version of himself. It's a service that creates basically an artificial intelligence double. And he has spent some time now training the AI to act just like him and to carry on after he has died. So what you do is you tell your AI all your thoughts, you share all the memories that you can, and it learns to mimic your personality even.
That's pretty neat.
And this thing, Jeremy, could even generate new ideas similar to what they think you might come up with.
That's kind of cool, actually.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to dig a little deeper, and this might be a News for Nerds story coming up, but what else you got that's trending?
Well, first off, our sponsor, Efficient Comfort. Fix that little AC squeak now before it becomes a major problem. You can get $60 off any HVAC repairs over $250 if you schedule by the end of the month. Book now, efficientcomfortco.com. Here's another funny story floating around this morning coming out from Georgia State University, Dom. They accidentally sent out about 1,500 welcome emails for the upcoming school year. Now, technically, it wasn't an official acceptance letter, but when those 1,500 kids got them that says, hey, welcome to Georgia State, they're like, oh my God, I made it! Mama, I made it into the college! Well, yeah. They say apparently the admission process is incomplete, and those welcome emails were just sent out prematurely. So don't be thinking that you're in. Those were sent out by accident. So naturally, a lot of students were upset. One daughter here in this story is like, won't even talk about it. She won't even come out of her room. She's very disappointed. Oh.
God, I read that.
Isn't that funny, though?
The mom, my daughter won't come out of her room. She's so upset.
That school's like,
oh,
whoopsie, backpedal.
There we go. Future leader of America.
I know. I didn't get my way. That's kind of a funny story floating around.
And she might actually end up being accepted.
Right. Just settle down. Just relax a little bit. More stories coming out about some shows popping in the next few months. The first Golden Bachelorette was announced yesterday.
Oh, boy.
It's Joan, I think it's Vassos. This is the woman we were rooting for when we watched The Golden Bachelor. She's a 61-year-old school administrator from Maryland. She actually had to leave The Golden Bachelor because she had a family emergency, and everybody thought she was perfect. She's a delightful, delightful woman, and other people have noticed. And now she's going to be the Golden Bachelorette, which is very cool. Look her up if you're not familiar.
I'm going to look her up. What's
look
her first
name? Joan. And then
Vassos.
And she's, I mean, for being 61 years old, she's a beautiful, beautiful person. So check that out. There's a Roadhouse sequel possibly coming with Jake Gyllenhaal again because 80 million people watched the first Roadhouse reboot in less
How
than
many?
A month. 80 million people.
Oh,
I've heard
God.
Mixed reviews on that. I've heard some people say it was fantastic and others are like, don't waste your time. And then this is kind of cute. There is a Legally Blonde prequel in the works. It is a series, and it's going to follow Elle Woods in high school. So I know a lot of people love that Legally Blonde movie and sequel, so that'll be a hit. And then, Dom, I do like this one. Jeopardy is going to partner with Amazon for a new spinoff. They're going to be calling it Pop Culture Jeopardy. The series is going to focus on entertainment topics spanning generations, maintaining the format of the original show, but it's just going to be all pop culture questions. huh. versus like history and science and math and all that.
How do you think culture. You would do with that?
I don't know. Maybe kind of good, I guess.
You'd kick my butt at that.
I think I might do okay. And then have we officially hit the saturation point with Dolly Parton yet? Yes is the answer. Yes.
You're tired
yes.
of her.
I'm so sick of Dolly Parton. But now she has teamed up with Krispy Kreme for Dolly's Southern Sweets collection. She's got four donuts being released. One is a glazed donut with strawberry icing, a peachy keen cobbler donut, and then two donuts that are pie-centric, they're calling it, Dom. One filled with banana pudding and one filled with chocolate pudding.
Oh, I'll say
the banana pudding sounds kind of tasty, doesn't it?
Sadly, I've got a beef with Krispy Kreme. Otherwise, I'd be all over it.
Well, the funny thing about this is they're saying this Saturday, if you go in and sing a Dolly Parton song at Krispy Kreme, I think you get a free donut. Or if you dress up like Dolly Parton and wander into a Krispy Kreme, you get a free donut. I kind of just want to be a fly on the wall.
You know, the song that I would choose would be Two Doors Down by Dolly Parton. You ever heard that one?
Probably.
Two doors down, they're laughing and drinking and having a party.
Now give me my donut.
Two doors down.
I'll give you a donut just to stop singing, sir.
Fair enough.
I got two more things health related. They say working nights essentially causes chaos in your body. They say they're... monitoring people for just 3 days straight, if you had to work overnights, 3 days straight, it jacks you up your blood sugar, your metabolism, and inflammation in your body, and you have a higher risk of the diabetes and obesity if you work
overnights. My sleep doctor, when was talking about the condition I have, said that a lot of this is exacerbated by spending multiple decades, getting up at, for a while, I got up at 3:30. And
that's
he said,
what
yeah.
I've been doing for 20 years.
He said, this is jacking you up, dude.
Oh, I can feel it now. I feel it already. So. I'm all screwed up, buddy. So, you got any houses for sale next to you? I might have to come be your neighbor.
It's a beautiful area.
Yeah, I might have to. Oh, and then I have one more thing for you. You should be excited about this. Researchers at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center have made a discovery that may make herpes a thing of the past. New gene therapy treatment has cured 97% of herpes infections in mice. Those poor mice.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. Is it genital herpes or is it just like lip sores?
So there's
stuff?
The two different ones, HSV-1 and HSV-2, which is the cold sore or the genital. And it looks like it's knocking it out in both of them. So no more cold sore kisses for you.
I've never had a cold sore in my life.
No, how's the genital herpes, though?
Oh, I've never had.
Hey-o!
Clickbait.
This is exciting
news
for you.
Man.
This is exciting news.
I could sleep with you right now.
Oh, my God. You're hung like a mouse, is what I heard. So make your way.
That I won't argue with.
Facebook, find our clickbait. Okay, you guys, this is kind of silly, this morning. The folks at There I Ruined It posted a super dumb video of what different singers would sound like if they fell down the stairs.
All I heard was the Michael Jackson one.
I have it. Do you want two of them really quick?
Yeah,
why not?
I do. I have the Michael Jackson one.
Oh, hold on. I got to shut this up. So I have Michael Jackson and Elvis, I believe. So the first one's Michael and then Elvis. Here you go. Stupid. Here's Elvis. It's just so stupid.
So stupid.
Anyway,
it's
there's like 10 different artists on there, so check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That's funny.